platform and then scrambled to reinsert the language. And the criticism continues. Here at this gathering of values voters, speaker after speaker blasted the president's party for refusing to acknowledge God. Even Hollywood's Kirk Cameron, who's promoting a film about America's religious heritage, spoke out about the platform flap.
According to our forefathers, God is the platform.
Greg Clugston at the Values Voters Summit in Washington.
Thousands of striking teachers are packing a Chicago park today as union leaders in the school district meet to work out the details of the tentative agreement. Union leaders announced a framework for a deal yesterday but said they wouldn't end Chicago's first teacher strike in 25 years until they see an agreement in writing. Teachers walked off the job on Monday. This is SRN News.
The all-new Mark Davis Show. Morning 7 to 10 on 660 AM. The Answer.
Live from the studios of 660 AM. The Answer, this is DFW Healthy Living, featuring helpful and insightful commentary about how to live a healthy lifestyle. Listen as Dr. Brian Nymphaeus and his guests discuss non-pharmaceutical, non-surgical approaches to healthcare. Learn more about your body, your health, and how to live a healthier life. Get in on the discussion at 1-866-660-KSKY. This is DFW Healthy Living. Now here's your host, Dr. Brian Nymphaeus.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts. When you come to where you're broken within.
Good afternoon, Dallas, Fort Worth, and everybody listening on the World Wide Web at 660amtheanswer.com. This is your host, Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression. I want to thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for taking time out of your Saturday afternoon to learn how to live a healthy life. This show is dedicated to you guys, the listeners, and I want you to know that it's a toll-free call-in show that we do live every weekend. So if you have any questions, you want to give us a call, the toll-free number is 866-660-5759. Now, we've got a great topic for you this afternoon. We're going to talk about the dangers of diet soda, because many, many people out there are drinking diet sodas on a very regular basis and thinking that it's a very good option or a healthier option than regular soda. So we're going to dive into that drink, and we're going to really hit that topic hard. But before we get too deep into it, I want to introduce my guest with me today. On my right, the great Dr. Mark Darner. Dr. Darner, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nymphaeus. Glad to be here.
Well, now, Doc, you've got some new news happening. You got a new clinic opening in Denton, don't you?
We're moving fast up in Denton. So I wanted to share with our listeners after last week's show when we were talking about the benefits of chiropractic. We were talking about patient benefits, and it occurred to me I've had 26 clinics in my career. I've had 6 mega health clubs, hundreds and hundreds of employees that had good income for themselves and their families. It's rewarding work. So in appreciation to what chiropractic's given back to myself, my family, and my employees' families, we're going to run a patient appreciation month for the rest of September and October.
What's a patient appreciation month?
We're going to call it the Fall Madness. If you have not had an opportunity to try chiropractic and find out the health benefits for you, we're going to run a new patient exam, orthopedic and neurologic workup, and your first chiropractic treatment for just $13.
That's a pretty good deal.
So if you have not tried chiropractic, a typical exam could run $50, $70 or more. Treatment can run $30, $40, $50. This is your opportunity for a simple $12.95 to come in and try and see what chiropractic can do for you.
Sounds like a great deal. Well, thank you very much for sharing that with everybody.
You're welcome.
Dr. Christy Farrell, welcome back to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show. You are so welcome. Thanks for being here. The great Doug Rake, greatest attorney in the galaxy. Welcome back, Doug.
Guy Y. Brian, South Lake Carroll, 34-0 last night.
Guy Y. Doug, thank you. And Kevin Stewart, the greatest rehab assistant known to man.
Guy Y., it's great being here as well. I always love doing this show. You guys are great people to do it with, and I'm truly blessed to be here.
Well, thank you. Kev, we feel the same way about you. Now, one of the things we want to talk about is diet sodas. Now, I have never liked the taste of diet sodas, so it was never difficult for me to stop drinking them. I never really drank diet sodas. But diet sodas are not healthy, and they're not necessarily a healthier alternative than the sugary soda, if you will. And there are some very serious side effects that can occur from drinking too much diet soda. Most people are drinking diet soda because they think it's a way to lose weight, or they don't want all the calories, so they think it's going to aid them in weight loss. But Doug, you and I were talking before the show that there are a lot of studies that actually prove the otherwise.
Interestingly enough, I've done my own unscientific study for the last 30 years, and by that I mean that I've worked in law firms and a couple of really large law firms over the last 30 years, Brian. And almost without exception, the largest people in the law firms, and you'll always find some 300-pound people in law firms. I mean, they live in offices and they don't get out and exercise. The largest people in those law firms are always the people that drink diet soda. I mean, you'll see some skinny guy walking down the hall drinking a regular Coke, or particularly Dr. Pepper in Texas. But without exception, the largest, heaviest people, and what I perceive to be the most unhealthy people in the law firms that I've worked at over the last 30 years are the people that always have a diet soda at their desk.
Well, let me share with you something that I looked up and found. A University of Texas Health Science Center, they did a study that the more diet sodas a person drank, the greater their risk of becoming overweight. And in fact, they said just one or two cans per day, you run the risk of increasing your waistline by 500%.
And, you know, this is a very, very unsophisticated, but what you're really doing is you're not getting your sugar fix. You're tasting something sweet, but it doesn't really have sugar in it, and it tricks your brain, and your brain wants more sugar. So what happens when you drink a Diet Coke is you inevitably go eat the old chocolate cake that's sitting back in the kitchen.
Well, it's funny you said it, because that's exactly what that study showed, is that the people who drank the diet sodas consumed way more calories. For that exact reason, is that they didn't get what they were actually craving out of the diet drink. So two things happened. They consumed a whole lot more calories during the course of the day, and they consumed a whole lot more diet beverages. So it was a twofold problem that people who drink diet colas, diet sodas do on a regular basis, is they drink a lot more of them than the people drinking the sugar sodas as well.
Well, you just can't deny the correlation between the drinking of diet sodas and type 2 diabetes. It just exists.
It is, and people don't want to admit it, but it's there. And Dr. Farrell, you were mentioning, and you did some research about one of the chemicals that's in the diet cola, which is aspartame, and how that affects people who are women who are pregnant.
Absolutely. I found a study online that said that they questioned 60,000 pregnant women and found a 38% more likely to have a premature birth if they had just one carbonated artificial sweetened drink a day. If they had four or more a day, they were 78% more likely to have premature delivery.
Wow. Now, hold on a second, Christy. We may need to repeat that because I'm not sure if everybody got a chance to hear that. We're having some technical difficulties here in the studio, and we're working on that. So basically what you're saying is that the women who are consuming all the diet sodas, and we apologize if you guys didn't get a chance to hear this, so we're going to repeat it again, that women who drank the diet sodas had more birth defects?
Well, they absolutely had more birth defects. It has definitely been linked to birth defects, but it's also been linked to premature birth.
And premature birth. So more birth defects, more premature births because of the diet cola drinking.
Right. Just one a day increased the percentage, 38% more likely to have premature birth. If they had four or more a day, they were 78% more likely to have premature birth.
Wow.
Very akin to smoking when you're pregnant. And who would have ever thought that you were doing the same harm to your unborn baby drinking a diet soda as you would have been if you were smoking?
It's very frustrating because people are buying into the commercials. They buy into the commercials that it's healthy, it's safe, I can do this. And in reality, it's not. And here's a great rule of thumb to live by. If you have anything that you're thinking about eating or drinking, and if you turn over and look at the ingredient list, and if you cannot pronounce what's on the ingredient list, then you shouldn't be consuming it because it's a chemical and it's dangerous for you. And if you can, by some ability to just be good at pronouncing words, if you can pronounce it, but if you don't know what it's doing for you, then you still shouldn't be drinking it.
Right. If you're that good of a reader that you can pronounce the words, then read up on the stuff that you're putting in your body and you won't ever do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dr. Farrell was talking earlier, and we got to get your mic live right now. It's not live right now.
You know that we do have to acknowledge some of really excellent uses for diet sodas. It's terrific to clean your jewelry.
There you go.
You can wash the cable, the terminals off your battery on your car, or take the paint off a product if you wish. It just makes you wonder what it's doing to your stomach.
Yeah, the thing is that people don't realize that it is so acidic that you can use it as a general household cleaner, and it actually works really well. We have used it. We pour it in a top tank to flush the toilet to clean out the pipes in the toilet. That's what we would use it for.
So the short message is pour your diet sodas down the toilet.
That's right. And keep your pipes clean.
You know, last week, Dr. Nymphaeus, we talked about Big Pharma behind some of the statin drugs that were in opposition. I guess it's a couple weeks ago now. When we talk about the manufacturers of NutraSweet and aspartame, and we get the Monsanto mega billion, hundreds of billions of dollars a year in sales, what's behind all that? What did Kevin do some research on that? I'm not real clear on what's behind the introduction of these sweeteners into our food supply.
Well, I we're coming up on a short break, so we may have to pick this topic up in the next segment. I tend to believe that one of the reasons is happening, it probably started out as a benign, people just not knowing. Thinking, hey, you know what, this is a product that is sweeter than sugar, and you know, since you know we don't have a lot of sugarcane farms around here, let's just make this chemical in our lab and sell it, and it has a sweeter taste than sugar. And then, oh, by the way, once they started doing the long-term studies, they went, oh, this stuff is killing people. It's rat poison. It can be. It's more of a pesticide than it is an artificial sweetener. So then what tended to happen was they said, well, we just pretend we didn't read that.
Well, the other thing is it was marketing genius by the cola companies, because there was a certain segment of the market out there who did become concerned with the calories in soft drinks, and they drank a lot of them. And that created a niche for Pepsi and Coca-Cola to say, hey, here's this diet drink that doesn't have that issue. And sales in the late 70s and the early 80s of diet soda just exploded at that point.
Well, and let me ask you this. We got a real quick into the break here. Did the Diet Pepsis and the Diet Cokes, did they play off of the Tabs and the RC Colas of the world who really started to pick up some market share? Or was Diet Coke always there and the Tab tried to jump in on the market?
I think that Tab was the first diet soda.
Okay, that's what I was thinking too. You're listening to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show, which is your source for health and wellness information. We'll be right back after these short messages.
AM, the answer.
Tune in to the Best Home Show to learn more about new technologies for your home. Everything from home automation to the new Lennox 50 SEER air conditioning and heating systems. Brought to you by A Better Deal Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric, and Appliances. Listen later this afternoon from 5 to 6 right here on 660 AM, the answer to the Best Home Show. And learn more about how to make your home the best it can be.
Whether you want to rock American Idol, join your church band, or just play for fun, learning a musical instrument has never been more convenient or affordable. Hi, I'm Stephen Cox, founder of TakeLessons.com, America's leading music lessons company. Our teachers have taught millions of music lessons since 2006. We started TakeLessons.com to share the gift of music by connecting students of all ages with the absolute best local music teachers at affordable prices. It's hard to find a perfect music instructor, and it's difficult to know whether a teacher is safe and qualified. Well, we make it easy. You just select the instrument that you'd like to learn and then enter your zip code. We'll refer you to gifted, professional music teachers who have been pre-screened through our rigorous hiring process. Basically, our teachers rock. And if you hurry, you'll get a free lesson when you sign up. We're so sure that you're going to love your music lessons that we also offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Visit TakeLessons.com. TakeLessons.com. That's TakeLessons.com.
If your upholstery or mattresses need cleaning, Dowerth does it. If your wood floors need cleaning, Dowerth does it. If your tile and grout need a good scrubbing, Dowerth does it. If your stone countertops need polishing, Dowerth does it. Dirty air ducts deserve some attention, Dowerth does it. If your floor needs replacing, Dowerth does that too. If you thought Dowerth was just about carpet cleaning, well, think again. We do more than you think. With so many ways to improve the beauty, health, and comfort of your home, make Dowerth your home's helping hand. With over 35 years in business, seven consecutive Consumer Choice Awards and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, you can rest assured Dower does it and does it right. This week, get $50 off any Dower service when you purchase $199 or more. Set an appointment right now at Dower.com or
call 267-8433 because the next best thing to do is Dower Clean.
You know, there's something to be said for doing charitable work. I guess it would be that it's good. Of course, right? And my friends at Charity Motors are good people. Each and every day in North Texas, they make a difference in the lives of so many people. Now, there are a lot of people struggling, a lot of people that need transportation. And a great way for people to find it is to buy a car from Charity Motors, a car that you originally donate to Charity Motors. Charity Motors would love to have your vehicle. They'll come and pick it up, even if it's not running, and they won't charge you a dime. They'll turn around and sell it at about half off to someone in need in the community, and they'll give you the best tax break possible in the Lone Star State. It's a full fair market value tax deduction guaranteed. That's right, your deduction is based on the value of your car, guaranteed. And they also let you pick the charity that will receive the money from the sale of the car. A charity, church, or school, when you donate your car or truck, they will benefit. Call Charity Motors today at 972-CHARITY. That's 972-CHARITY, or get things started online right now at charitymotors.org.
People have listened to his advice for years. Now, Ken Morave, host of the Money Matters radio show, has been recognized by Barron's as one of the top 100 independent financial advisors in the nation. Clients that followed his advice got out before the market crash of 2008.
I'm Ken Morave. If you are retired or retiring soon and want to avoid the next bear market, attend our free retirement seminar.
The next free seminar is September 20th. Call 800-994-0302 or go to moneymatters.net and register.
660 AM, The Answer. 660 AM,
TheAnswer.com. DFW Healthy Living continues. Give us a call at 866-660-CASE-GUY. Here's Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show, your source for health and wellness information. I'm Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, located in the heart of Southlake, Texas. Joining me is the great Dr. Mark Darner of Affordable Chiropractic Care in Denton. And Mark, Dr. Darner, I should say, tell us about that special that you're running again for everybody.
We're giving the public an opportunity to try chiropractic for the first time if they haven't already experienced it. A new patient exam and first chiropractic adjustment, only $13 at any of our three locations in Denton, Texas.
So that's Affordable Chiropractic here in Denton. And during the break, I decided that you're doing this, and Dr. Farrell, you've got a great thing going on with the Genesis Women's Shelter. Right. So that we at Victory Chiropractic are going to do the same thing. We're going to offer for the rest of September $13 for any new patient, including your exam and your first treatment, whatever that may be. And Dr. Farrell, tell us about that offer that you've got for the Genesis Women's Shelter.
Well, we've teamed up with Genesis Women's Shelter. September is Wellness and Recovery Month, and so we've teamed up with Genesis Women's Shelter, and so we're offering a new patient exam plus a 30-minute massage in our office for just $30, and all the proceeds go to Genesis Women's Shelter.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Now, if you guys have just joined us, we talked about chiropractic last week and the benefits of chiropractic care. So I tell you what, this is going to be the best way for everybody listening. We've got one, two, and you've got three clinics now. So we've got five clinics that you can get to during the month of September to really experience chiropractic care and what it's all about, because our heart is in helping people. Would you guys agree with that?
Absolutely. For sure.
Yeah, so let's try to help as many people as possible really experience what we've all got to experience. Heck, Dr. Farrell and I adjusted each other before the show started. You know, so we know the benefits of it. And, you know, Kevin, you get adjusted on a regular basis.
Oh, it's a must. I love it. I mean, it is the best thing that happens to me on a weekly basis, pretty much.
Doug, I'm still afraid to adjust you because I don't want you to sue me.
Well, you did last Saturday after the show.
That doesn't mean I wasn't afraid.
You haven't received that paperwork yet, have you?
No, not yet. I'll hire your brother to defend me, though.
If you hire any of my three brothers, I at least know I'm better than them.
Okay, so back on track. So we've been talking about diet sodas, and you know, I want you guys to realize that when you're drinking diet colas, there are actually chemicals in the diet cola that you cannot process in the body. The body can't digest it, can't handle it, and that leads to a lot of problems. And so the great Kevin Stewart is going to talk for a minute or two about how the synthesis of some of these chemicals within the body, how it works and what it does to the body. So, Kevin, tell us a little bit about what's going on when we drink a Diet Cola.
One of the popular sweeteners, saccharin, which is better known as Sweet and Low, was actually invented in Baltimore about 130 years ago by two chemists at Johns Hopkins University. They were actually experimenting with coal tar derivatives. Now, that doesn't sound too healthy in my book. And aspartame, which is the name for
Equal, and NutraSweet.
That was found in the 1960s by a medical chemist in Illinois who was investigating a drug for gastric ulcers.
So, hey, they just happened to notice, hey, this tastes kind of sweet.
Yes, and that brings me to my third, which is a pretty good story. Sucralose, discovered in 1976, was discovered by accident when a graduate student at King's College in London actually tasted instead of tested several compounds.
Do you think he was maybe spending too much time in the lab at night?
That's where
there was a language barrier. Yeah.
That's where the term taste test came from.
Is there?
Accidentally invented as well.
Oh, you want me to taste it? Yes. The guy in the back, cool. No, test it.
I think it's cool how the guy looking at gastroenteritis and ulcer, he found it. He found what causes it.
Yeah, that's true. They found the cause of it.
That is successful.
And Kevin, some of this stuff isn't even, you can't even metabolize it, can you?
Oh, no, you definitely cannot. They're not made to be metabolized. The only one that does is aspartame, and it's 4K calories per gram, so it's useless for the body.
It actually breaks down to phenylalanine, and that's very toxic to the body, especially if you carry the PKU gene, which means that you have phenylketonuria, and people with that can have mental retardation and seizures, those types of symptoms. But for everybody else, it's just really toxic.
Well, phenylalanine in particular, along with tyrosine, are precursors to the formation of L-dopamine in the brainstem. So you can get onset of bipolar disorder, manic depressions, and suicidal tendencies if those levels get too high.
There you go. So drink plenty of diet soda.
Nice.
Oh, the thought of it is really frightening too. When people, they think they're drinking diet sodas to do something that's healthier than the regular soda.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you guys to think about it when you're at the grocery store. Look at people's carts and pay attention to just the body type and what, from the outward appearance, what the health is of somebody who has a lot of diet sodas in their cart. And, you know,
and from that, just look at processed foods and all that stuff.
You know, 9 times out of 10, the healthy-looking individual that looks fit, that looks healthy, that has a smile on their face, they don't have the diet sodas in their cart. They don't have the regular sodas in their cart. You know, people that exercise on a regular basis, they don't get home and pound the diet colas. You know, it just doesn't happen that way. But what happens is we get tricked into thinking it's going to be healthier for us because we want some sort of flavor. And I get it. Water gets boring over and over and over. So we want some sort of flavor. But these diet colas are not the way to go. And one of the other things that is so bad about these diet drinks is they contain a chemical called sodium benzoate or potassium benzoate. And these are actually mold inhibitors. They're put in the diet colas as a preservative. And when we consume this, it damages our DNA. So at the cellular level, it can damage our DNA. It turns certain genes on and turns certain genes off. And this is severely bad for us as a human species to be consuming.
Do regular soft drinks have those chemicals as well?
They don't.
They don't?
They don't because they have a different type of, what's it called, preservative in them.
Not that those are any better. We're just not talking about those right now.
Yeah. The other thing that happens is the cans, the lining themselves have BPA in them, which is a very dangerous thing. It's actually being outlawed in baby bottles, in plastics. But we're consuming them a lot in a lot of these cans. And so we get these chemicals that are mixing. And it's like a little mini chemistry lab when we drink it. And the end result is not good for us. And it's a shame that so many people out there are drinking these diet colas thinking that they're healthy for them.
You know, and I think you hit the nail on the head when you said take a look at the people that have them in their grocery carts. Just apply the sight test. And what I always used to think, well, if I saw a heavy set person with diet colas, is that, well, you know, good for them. They're trying. And they're making an effort to lose weight. But what I've come to think as time has gone on is that's really a contributing factor to their weight.
Absolutely.
How about as it induces type 2 diabetes? Let's look at the pattern here. You drink a sweetener. It's hypersweet. It sends a neurologic signal to your brain for your pancreas to release insulin. Mm-hmm. Your blood sugar drops. I got to have a candy bar. And you're inducing a artificial type 2 diabetes that becomes permanent as you burn your pancreas out.
Well, and another thing that occurs is you see a lot of people consuming colas, whether they're diet or traditional sugar drinks, in fast food restaurants. And the same triggers are there. When you consume those fast foods, your brain, it triggers the brain to want those sugary drinks or those diet drinks. And the same thing, it works in reverse. When you drink those diet drinks or those sugary drinks, it tricks the brain into thinking you want unhealthy foods. And then it's a vicious cycle, and the body never actually gets what it needs. And let me go back to those mold inhibitors, the preservatives that are in there. A British newspaper in 1999 did a study, and what they discovered is that those mold inhibitors that are the sodium benzoate and potassium benzoate are linked to hives, asthma, allergies, and other allergic conditions. And according to the Centers for Science and the Public Interest, they have basically just said, hey, we've done the research, and these chemicals cause these problems. And by the way, people are drinking them in mass on a daily basis in their diet colas.
And chewing them in gum. And
so it's absolutely it's dangerous for us. It's not healthy for us. And we need to stop doing this. You're listening to the DFW Healthy Living radio show. Look us up online at dfwhealthyliving.com. And we'll be right back after these short messages.
Davis Show, mornings 7 to 10 on 660 AM, The Answer.
It's Baylor Bears football, right here on 660 AM, The Answer. John Morris and J.J. Joe bring you every bone-jarring hit and sensational touchdown as Baylor competes for a Big 12 title. Later this evening, the Bears welcome the Bearcats of Sam Houston State to Floyd Casey Stadium in Waco. Pregame starts at 5:30 with the kickoff at 6. It's Baylor and Sam Houston State right here on 660 AM. The Answer, your home for Baylor Bears football.
Hey, if you're online, stay uploaded and updated by tuning in to BizTV's Everything Internet Radio Show. This week, hear from Andrew Keen, author of Digital Vertigo, about the radical transparency in our social media culture today. Also, we'll be talking to Haran Pereira, CEO of Walking Spree, about the way their activity tracker is motivating wellness competitions for individuals and companies. Brought to you by BizTV at BizTV.com.
Listen to Everything Internet tomorrow afternoon starting at 4 on 660 AM. The Answer.
Hey, it's Mark Davis here to keep your life simple. If your house is too hot, one place, thompsonscooling.com. Get ready for the phone number in a moment. thompsonscooling.com. No gimmicks, no nonsense, just the right work done at exactly the right time. Saving you money. Service on an AC system is always going to be reliable and affordable. A new system if you need it during the month of September, $1,500 off. If it is service you need, Thompson's brings you the warehouse on wheels. The parts needed for your repair right on the truck. No need to go back to the shop. You get comfort faster. And you'll always be comfortable with a Thompson's technician visiting your home, respecting your property inside and out. So go to thompsonscooling.com or call 817-560-4300. 817-560-4300 or thompsonscooling.com. Portion of the proceeds to America's Mighty Warriors, so you're helping the troops too. thompsonscooling.com. 817-560-4300. Keep your life simple. Job done right the first time. ThompsonsCooling.com.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-933-5259. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-933-5259. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-933-5259. That's 1-800-933-5259.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was young and naive. I found myself with $11,000 of credit card debt, 9 credit cards, and nothing to show for it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity Debt Management at 800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
And I ended up calling, and the lady on the phone was so nice. And it was really humbling because no one really knows what your financial situation is like. You have to open those doors.
They're a nonprofit agency, and they believe that both your emotional and spiritual well-being can be hampered by overwhelming bills. Trinity wants to help you create a budget, pay off your debt, save thousands, and improve your credit score.
They gave me the right perspective. They got the ball rolling, which is what I needed. I needed someone to help me get in the right direction.
Call 800-936-5496. That's 800-936-5496, or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
660 AM, The Answer.
866-660-CASE-GUY is the number to call to ask your question to Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Welcome back to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show, your source for health and wellness information. And folks, I got to tell you, we're having a lot of fun back here. In between breaks, we're really talking about how we can help people. And one of the things that we want to do here at DFW Healthy Living is share with you how good you can feel if you just follow, I would call, simple instructions. But the instructions may be simple. However, it takes effort. Would you agree?
You got that.
So what we've decided to do is we are all three teaming up to be as healthy, or excuse me, to allow you to be as healthy as possible for as little money as possible. So we are all going to run specials out of our clinics for the rest of September for all new patients. So what I want you guys to do is log on to the website, tell your friends about the website, which is dfwhealthyliving.com. And you're not going to find any of this information on the website yet, but we're going to post it all over the website. But all of our offices, Dr. Darner's offices, which are in Denton, Dr. Farrell's office in North Dallas, my office in Southlake, we're going to run specials for new patients so that you really have nothing to lose by trying to get you to try chiropractic so you can see what it's like, you can feel the benefits themselves. And along the way, you'll hear some great information one-on-one and get some questions answered one-on-one. And speaking of getting questions answered, please give us a call at 866-660-5759. And let's talk about some of the problems you may be having quitting the diet colas. Or maybe you never thought that diet colas were bad for you and you may want to challenge us or ask us a question, because I promise you we are not making this stuff up. I jokingly, before the show started, said we should make something up, say that drinking Diet Cola is linked to ED, but Kevin said no, and
Doug was particularly
very, very anti making stuff up. But ED, you can't watch a football game.
Who knows?
Yeah, without having an ED commercial, everything seems to cause ED these days. So I thought, why not?
It does cause reproductive disorders, so maybe.
Well, there's no proof that it doesn't.
Right. There we go.
Exactly.
Dr. Nymphaeus, you were on you had a detox going. How's that coming along?
Yes. Well, we just finished today. Today was day 21, and we finished with a bang. Let me tell you how we celebrated our end of the detox. We worked in the office. We worked till noon on Saturday. So we worked in the office till noon. Then my wife, Tiffany, the beautiful Tiffany Nymphaeus, and I, we went and did a 5K mud run. And after the mud run, we came here. So that's our celebration.
Woo!
Guy, why? Yeah, so we feel good. I've lost 10 pounds, and not that I had a lot of weight to lose, but I've lost 10 pounds. And I was talking to my dad about this, and he goes, "You weren't even that light in high school." I said, "Yeah, I know. That's not reminding me. I still have some resemblance of an ego left." But yeah, so I'm lighter than I've ever been since puberty, I would imagine.
You've gone through that.
Yes, recently.
I couldn't really tell.
Yeah.
Well, for those of you who don't know, Dr. Nymphaeus is about 5'9", 5'10", 170, six-pack abs. He's a picture of health.
I'm working on it. Thank you. Thank you. Get that mental image in there. So, yeah. So we did great. My wife did a great job with the detox. We have been drinking these shakes, you know, for the last 3 weeks, which is part of the detox. It's not the whole part of the detox. But we've decided we're going to just buy more and continue to utilize that because these shakes
they're good.
They're chock full of nutrients.
My breakfast every morning.
Yeah, and Kevin finished the detox on Wednesday, mm-hmm. and Kevin looks great too. Kevin, when he does the detox, his skin looks fantastic. He glows in the office. It's incredible.
It's like he's pregnant, but he's not.
Well, speaking of skin,
except for the stomach.
Except for the stomach, yeah.
And
the hormones.
And the boobs.
And the baby coming.
I have no baby. I can definitely confirm this. Well, speaking of skin, Dr. Brian, your skin looks great, too.
Oh,
it really
thanks.
Does.
Thank you. I think, you know, this detox is my fourth or fifth one. It's the true story. It's the third time that Tiffany has tried to do a detox. And I'm so proud of her because she has to stop each and every other detox because she ends up being pregnant. Not this time.
So
made
detoxification is an aphrodisiac. Like.
Maybe.
It's like, I'm hungry. Let's just.
I don't know. We can't eat. Let's do something else.
Well, there's nothing unhealthy about that.
No, not when you're married. Practice it safely, right?
That goes without saying.
Oh, we have really fallen off the path.
Yes,
here.
We have.
Well, to try to get back on the path, Dr. Darner was discussing on the break, what are the sales of diet beverages per year? And I only have 2010 numbers, but in 2010, Diet Coke sold 927 million cases of diet soda.
That's
wow.
just one.
Pepsi sold 892 million cases of diet soda. I mean, we're talking about bazillions of dollars
wow.
associated with the sales of
so,
diet
and
soda.
And they have a massive financial incentive to make sure people like us don't do radio shows like we're doing.
Yes.
Boom.
Yes.
And if they offer us $50, we won't.
I'm not saying we're going to sell out. But we might. No, but that's why we
$10 a piece.
That's right. That's why we do this radio show. We clearly don't do this radio show for money, because there's no sponsorships here, and especially coming from those soft drink companies. But this show really is about getting as much health information out there as possible, and we really want to share it with you guys. And it's really not healthy to be consuming diet beverages. It just flat out isn't.
And this is such an important topic because, you know, the listening audience knows that there's a lot of things that are very bad for you. But the problem with this particular product is it's marketed as being a good alternative mm-hmm. to regular soda. And
there
it's
are
just
90,
a fraud.
There are 92 different side effects listed by the FDA for aspartame. And a couple of them are headaches, depression, mood swings, high blood pressure, insomnia, behavior problems, early onset of Alzheimer's. That's just a few that I can name off the top of my head. Weight gain, hair loss.
That's the list, but after 20 years in practice, what I see is kidney stones.
Yes.
And the correlation is just so direct. I have a family member, terrific problem with kidney stones, but can't get her to drink water. She's a case-a-day Diet Coke drinker.
Wow.
So I don't, there is another, it has to do with your benzoates and your calcium, potassium blends and whatever else is going on with the blood sugar. But the deposition of kidney stone is almost universal. If you get a 12-pack a day diet Coke drinker, you're going to have kidney problems.
Yeah. What's frustrating is that there's so many different side effects that are associated with aspartame. Aspartame is a chemical that is in it's an artificial sweetener in the diet drinks. And there are so many different symptoms that occur by consuming that aspartame and by drinking these diet drinks, that there's a whole new syndrome out there. It's called metabolic syndrome or syndrome X. And what syndrome X is, or metabolic syndrome, it's basically where medical doctors throw their hands up and go, you've got too much stuff going on and I don't know which drug to give you. And so they go, you've just got all these metabolic problems. And the root of the problem is a lot of times these aspartame drinks, and it's absolutely unbelievable. And when it comes to this metabolic syndrome, what it is it's a name for a group of risk factors that occur together and increase the risk of coronary artery disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, hypertension. And the risk factors are all across the board. Not exercising, not eating right, drinking things that have aspartame in them, hormonal imbalances. And the aspartame drinks, the diet drinks, they fuel all of this other stuff together. So when you put the pieces together, it's almost like playing a game of Clue or you have to research to find out. But when you put it together, put the pieces together, the puzzle becomes clear. And the step is so simple. Don't drink the diet drinks. But that's an easier thing said than done. And Kevin, you yourself personally struggled with diet colas, didn't you?
Oh, I certainly did. I grew up drinking diet sodas, and I still to this very day prefer the taste of a diet soda over a sugary soda. And it was hard for me to quit drinking this. And about a year ago, I finally said, you know what? I need to stop drinking these a lot. And I cut back, and I feel much, much better. My gym performance is better. I sleep better. I can concentrate better. So it's great. I mean, it's great cutting that stuff out because it's pure junk. It's not food.
Have you cut it out completely?
Honestly, I still struggle every once in a while, but I mean, it's a significant
amount. But it's not a daily thing anymore.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, and I mean, I've never actually seen you drink a diet cola, so.
And, you know, we've been railing on the cola companies, but they're not the only culprits.
Right.
The culprits oftentimes are ourselves because we'll sit at the coffee bar and pour six or seven equals into a cup of coffee or two or three into a glass of iced tea.
Then all of a sudden you have your own makeshift diet beverage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that it has that sweet factor to it. So when you're mixing in your own packets of
poison.
Packets of poison, artificial sweeteners, same thing. What you're doing is you're saying, well, I only need one, maybe two of these packets to get the sweet taste all around. Whereas you need a bunch of sugar into it and to get that sweet taste to mix around. And so people say, well, this must be better. It's easier just to put one, maybe two packets of Equal or NutraSweet or Sucralose in there. So it becomes something where it in your mind you think you're doing something good for you. But the reality of it is you're doing something that's way, way worse than the sugar.
I tell my patients all the time, I would rather you put the sugar in there than the artificial sweeteners because you don't want to consume a lot of sugar, but at the same time, it's better for you to do that than the artificial sweeteners.
Absolutely. And when I counsel people, I talk to them, I say, you know, here's the deal. If you have to add something like that to the beverage, then you don't like the beverage.
Right.
So you just shouldn't be drinking it.
Right.
Because really what you're doing is saying, I just want to drink sugar and water.
Right.
it really comes down to that. You know, if you really liked it, you wouldn't add anything to it.
Right.
It's like when you get a really good meal and you don't need to add the salt to it.
But you do.
Yeah. But if you just cut it out, don't do it. And then you go, oh. Turns out I don't like this drink after all. Why am I drinking it?
Right.
And that goes back to the triggers, like Kevin was saying, that if your mind emotionally has that trigger for it, then you're going to be drinking it, you're going to be consuming it. And we are creatures of habit. We are like-minded. So if we see our friends, we see our family members doing it, we're going to do it as well. You know, that's the group mentality, the herd mentality that we all share.
Well, I think if you hit yourself on the knuckles with a ruler 12 days in a row, the 13th day you would just do it automatically. It doesn't matter how bad something is for you. If you do it enough days in a row, you're going to do it the next day.
I think you're absolutely right. I think you hit the nail on the head with that one, or the knuckles on the tip there.
First time ever.
That's right. Okay, so we're coming up on a short break here. We've got one more segment left. I want to remind you guys that it's a call-in show. If you have any questions, give us a call, 866-660-5759. We'll get your questions answered as soon as we can. And I noticed we had a caller earlier that in the middle of talking, we couldn't get to. So, Brian, you had a question about aspartame. If you can call back, we'd really love to get your question answered, and I apologize for not being able to get to the phone in time. But again, I want to remind everybody that you're listening to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show, brought to you by the great doctors of DFWHealthyLiving.com. Stay tuned after the break. We'll be right back.
AM The Answer 660 AM The Answer.com. Tune in to the Best Home Show to learn more about new technologies for your home. Everything from home automation to the new Lennox 50 SEER air conditioning and heating systems. Brought to you by A Better Deal Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric, and Appliances. Listen later this afternoon from 5 to 6 right here on 660 AM The Answer to the Best Home Show. And learn more about how to make your home the best it can be.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again, because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-200-6098. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-200-6098. That's 1-800-200-6098. 1-800-200-6098.
It's time for the 26th Annual Grape Fest, a wine experience in historic downtown Grapevine. It's the largest wine festival in the Southwest, and we're uncorking a very special one for you. Come and sample some of the finest wines from Texas, the West Coast, and the world, and enjoy award-winning wines perfectly paired with culinary treats. We'll also have live music on six stages, premium wines and craft beers, great festival food, the always popular Grape Stop, boutique shops and galleries, fine arts and crafts, plus carnival rides and midway games, and lots more fun for the entire family. The 26th Annual Grape Fest, a wine experience, opens Thursday, September 13th, and admission is free all day Thursday and until 5 p.m. on Friday. Hours are Thursday, September 13th, 10 a.m. to 10:30 p.m., Friday, September 14th, and Saturday, September 15th, 10 a.m. to 11:30 p.m., and Sunday, September 16th, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit GrapevineTexasUSA.com or call 817-410-3185. See you in Grapevine for Grape Fest.
Yeah, I like jack-o'-lanterns around Halloween time. I do. They're round and they're plump and they sure are fun. But I sure don't want to look like one. Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. I want to talk to you about Slim for Life. You ready to not be round and plump like a jack-o'-lantern, especially during the holiday season? Well, here's the way you do it. I lost 26 pounds with Slim for Life, and you can too. 26 pounds. Came off of me very, very simply, very, very easily. There was no exercise, no surgery, no drugs, no shots, and no hunger. Why? Because they taught me how to eat properly. And they'll do the same for you. 13 DFW locations, they're everywhere. If you want a free consultation, all you have to do is visit slimdfw.com. Or you can do this. You can call them on the phone. They're waiting for you. 888-730-9909. 888-730-9909. That's 888-730-9909. Tell them you heard about it on the Wells Report. Call Slim for Life.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores, with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
The all-new Mark Davis Show, morning 7 to 10 on 660 AM, The Answer.
DFW Healthy Living continues. Give us a call at 866-660-CASE-GUY. Here's Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts. When you come to where you're broken within, the light.
Welcome back to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to us. We are dedicated to helping you live a healthier life. So this is Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression. Myself, Dr. Darner, Dr. Christy Farrell, we are so committed to helping you that we are all committed to running specials for the rest of this month. So anybody that comes into Victory Chiropractic in Southlake during September, any new patient will receive a chiropractic exam and any treatment that may be needed that day for $13. Dr. Darner, you are doing the same thing at your three locations in Denton, is that correct?
Correct, and we're going to have the new location open Monday, October 1st on University Drive next to the Movie Tavern. Any of the three clinics, you can come in. New patient exam, first treatment, $13.
And Dr. Farrell, now you're partnering with a charity, so you're going to be donating a lot of money to charity. What are you doing for the rest of this month?
For the rest of this month, for all new patients, we're going to do an initial evaluation exam and a 30-minute massage for $30, and all the proceeds go to Genesis Women's Shelter. And my office is Back to Health Chiropractic, and we are right there on 75 between Park Lane and Walnut Hill, right there by North Park Mall.
Absolutely. And there's a link to all of our offices on the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show. So if you're listening and if you have friends or family members that are struggling with neck pain, back pain, struggling with health questions, give us a call, any one of us, and we'll get you looked at this month because we want to share with you the benefits of getting adjusted. We all get adjusted on a regular basis, and we know how helpful it is, and we want you to be able to experience that as well. We want to take money out of the equation so that you can just experience the benefits. I think that's a good thing to do. What do you?
Well said.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Amen, brother.
All right. Now, the other thing we can do to help make you healthier is to get you guys to understand how bad drinking diet soda is. It's not what you think it is. First of all, it's incredibly acidic. The acidity of, or the pH, I should say, which is the marker for acidity of diet cola is 3.2. Wow. To give you an indicator of that, water has a pH of 7. So water is very basic and it's very healthy. Diet cola is not. It is very acidic. So what does that do? What does that mean when I say it's very acidic? It's going to be bad for the lining of the stomach. It's going to be bad for the GI tract as all that acid runs through the GI tract as well. High acidic things like that is bad for the teeth and actually can scrape the enamel off of the teeth. And you hit the nail on the head earlier, Dr. Darner, when you talked about being able to use it to clean things. Well, it doesn't just clean household products. It strips the enamel off of our teeth
as well.
It'll
strip the finish off your tile floors, too, if you don't wipe it up.
Absolutely. So there was a study done, and adults who drank 3 or more sodas a day have worse dental health than those who don't. That came out of the University of Michigan. Okay, so it's absolutely bad for us. And it has so many negative side effects that it's a wonder why it's even legal at all.
On the break, we were talking, and Dr. Farrell brought up a publication, a resource for aspartame and some other things. I think it was called Skinny Bitch.
That's it.
So what does it have in it that might be useful?
Well, it's a book, and it talks about how aspartame actually ended up being legal to sell. It's a really good book. I don't remember the specifics on it. It's been so long since I read it. But if you want to read up on that, Skinny Bitch, it's a great book. There's a lot of other really good information in it, just talking about really overall health and wellness. So Skinny Bitch.
So it's not just somebody that you're upset at.
No.
It's
actually a good read.
Okay,
that woman in front of me and ordering in front of me at Starbucks this morning.
So another thing that diet sodas do, there was a link from the University of Minnesota. They did a study of almost 10,000 adults, and they discovered that even just one diet soda a day is linked to a 34% higher risk of metabolic syndrome, which is what we talked about before, where you just have a whole host of different symptoms going on. 34% higher risk of getting it. The group of symptoms included belly fat and high cholesterol that puts your risk at heart disease even higher. The link is also attributed to an ingredient in the diet soda called aspartame, and the link is also there with other foods that contain aspartame as well. So it's absolutely terrible for us. But a thing that I think was incredible is that an 11-year-long Harvard medical study of more than 3,000 women, researchers found that diet cola was associated with a 2-fold increase for kidney decline. Kidney function started declining when women drank more than 2 sodas a day. What was even more interesting, according to the Harvard Medical School study, was that since kidney decline was not associated with sugar-sweetened drinks, researchers suspected that the diet sweeteners are responsible. I mean, it's just, the list goes on and on and on.
We haven't really even touched it. It's like gluten, only worse. It's in everything. It's yep. in your breakfast drink, your sweeteners, your vitamin caplets, any powdered thing that you're adding to your food. It's in food additives. It's in soft drinks. It's in tabletop sweeteners, on and on. And everything.
It is. And here's the thing. There's a very, very simple way to know if you're consuming an artificial sweetener.
It says zero calories.
Exactly. If it says zero calories or low calorie, then it has artificial sweeteners in there, and it's flat out harmful for you.
So what are the euphemisms then? Are they, we talked about it, on the package, it may say phenylalanine.
Mm-hmm. There are so many different euphemisms for it. There are so many different ways to mask it that all you have to do is look at it. And if the carbohydrate count is down, the sugar count is way down, it has to be replaced by something else, period. And so they use artificial sweeteners to put it in there. It's the same thing with low fat. If anything says low fat, it means they're dumping in a bunch of artificial sweeteners in there because they're afraid you're not going to actually like the product unless they artificially sweeten it.
So we've got phenylalanine, natural flavors,
mm-hmm.
artificial flavors, aspartame, NutraSweet,
sucralose, sodium benzoate is a preservative that's going to be in there. Potassium benzoate is another preservative that will be in there. Basically, it's a host of things. If you can't pronounce what's going on in there, then you've got an artificial sweetener.
And basically, the higher the processing, you don't want it. Get back to natural eating.
Absolutely. Let's go to Joe in Colleyville, line one. Joe, welcome to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show, your source for health and wellness information.
Dr. Nymphius, Kevin, Doug, and guests. Hey, guys. Hey, everybody. Listen, I wanted to ask you, Doc, you know, you're talking strictly about diet and the acidity level, of course, of caffeine. I'm sure you can throw that in there, the problems with that. But what about other drinks such as natural soda pops? You know, like instead of Dr. Pepper, which is artificial flavor, I think there's one out there, Dr. Better.
Dr. Becker. You'll find those at Whole Foods and Sprouts and stuff.
What about natural stuff?
Well, here's the deal. If it's been processed, it's not as healthy as water. If you drink it in moderation, it's still not healthy for you. It's that simple. Joe, we are absolutely out of time. Thanks, so sorry.
But it's a better choice.
Have a great weekend. And everybody out there, we'll be back next weekend with another great show. Have a blessed week.
.com to listen to previous broadcasts. Listen every Saturday at 4 p.m. to DFW Healthy Living here on 660 AM, The Answer. This is where the healing begins. Oh,
this is where the healing starts. 660 AM, The Answer.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
You know, there's something to be said for doing charitable work. I guess it would be that it's good. Of course, right? And my friends at Charity Motors are good people. Each and every day in North Texas, they make a difference in the lives of so many people. Now, there are a lot of people struggling, a lot of people that need transportation. And a great way for people to find it is to buy a car from Charity Motors, a car that you are